The name of our church, which was started by my father, the late Isaiah Shembe, is the Church of Nazareth. It is not like most other native churches. This is how it started. Shembe was a raw native who could not read or write. But very early in his life, even before he was married, he used to see visions. And sometimes he had dreams about many things connected with religion. Then after a time, he started to change his habits of life. For instance, he stopped using medicine whenever he was ill, and he also started to stop taking pork, and he stopped drinking beer, and he stopped visiting witch doctors, izangoma. And before very long, he started to have nothing to do with many wives. He had at that time four wives, and he asked his mother to allow him to tell his wives to go back to their own kraals, because he didn't want to have a wife anymore. He said all these things had come from God and from his visions. After a short time, he went into Harry Smith and started attending church there, the Wesleyan Church. From there, he was advised to start learning to read and write Zulu. I think he might have attended a night school, or he might have got someone to help him to learn Zulu. But in a very short time, he could read his New Testament and also the Old Testament. He started joining the church, the Wesleyan Church, but he could not be a full member because he refused to be baptized by sprinkling of water and preferred to be baptized by immersion. He quoted the New Testament. In course of time, a Basutu minister from Johannesburg arrived in Harry Smith, and my father asked him to baptize him by immersion, and he was baptized. My father at that time knew quite a lot that was written in the Old Testament, and he would not enter any holy places with his shoes on. So he asked leave of the minister in charge to allow him to remove his shoes whenever he entered a church. This was allowed. And also, he wanted to have his feet washed with water, just as Jesus did cleanse the feet of his disciples when taking Holy Communion. Now all this time, Shembe had many visions and dreams Sometimes you'd see himself preaching to a large gathering of natives who were all wearing white garments. And he became very active at that time as a preacher. And he would go almost every weekend out into the country and try to convert as many people as possible. And from that time he began healing people by laying hands on them and discouraged all use of medicine, whether European or native drugs. In about 1908 or 1909, he came down to Natal for the first time and started preaching to all people he met. He went up again into the Free State and came back again in 1910. At that time, he started preaching or trying to convert especially the ministers of the gospel, both white and black. He told them that he had a message from God and that his message was mainly concerned with the leaders of Christianity. He believed that if the ministers all joined together and worked together according to his ideas, more natives would join the church than they were doing at present. When he first came to Natal, he was opposed to all forms of dancing among the native people. Because he said it was against the teachings of the church. He had been brought up more or less as a Wesleyan or a Baptist. But about 1918 or 1919, he started native dancing as a means of worshipping God. He realized that many people, especially in remote parts of Zululand, were very poor. They could, many of them were prevented from joining the church because they had no money with which to buy European clothing. So he started about just about this time to encourage people to join the church in their traditional dress, that is skins and other things. About this time too, he encouraged or he started organizing native dances as a part of his religious teaching. He used to quote Psalm 150 whenever people asked him why he allowed people to dance. He said it was the best way of expressing thanksgiving or devotion or praise to the Almighty.